Charity explains why an eye health strategy is needed. Potential merits of a national eye health strategy are being fully supported by the charity Fight for Sight. While Marcia de Cordova, MP, is carrying the torch for the policy in the House of Commons, the charity explains what a national eye health strategy could cover. It lists five main reasons why it is backing the calls to deliver one. Fight for Sight Chief Executive Keith Valentine says de Cordova, who has nystagmus and is registered blind, has proposed that the strategy would include measures for the following. 1. Improving eye health outcomes. 2. Reducing waiting times for eye health care. 3. Improving patient experiences of eye health care. 4. Ensuring that providers of eye health care work together efficiently, increasing the capacity and skills of the eye healthcare workforce. And 5. Making more effective use of research and innovation in the eye healthcare. Keith says there are five main reasons why his organisation supports this list, and here they are with his charity's comments. Number 1. Over 50% of sight loss is preventable. Meanwhile, research figures claim that 90% of vision loss can be prevented or treated. For example, many people have uncorrected refractive errors that can be treated with spectacles or contact lenses. Early intervention and treatment are vital to ensure better outcomes, particularly with an aging population which is making the most prevalent eye conditions more common. By 2050, the number of people in the UK living with sight loss will jump to 3.5 million. Failing to tackle sight loss early will lead to both economic and personal costs. Eye conditions cost the UK economy a staggering £25.2 billion a year, while for individuals who are visually impaired or blind, there is a high personal cost. Number 2. We need to recruit and retain a skilled eye care workforce. There is a shortage of ophthalmology skills across the UK. A Royal College of Ophthalmologists census found that only 25% of eye units said they have enough in consultants to meet current patient demand. Two-thirds, 67%, find it more difficult to retain consultants, and over half, 52%, find it harder to recruit consultants over the last 12 months. In addition, over three quarters, 76%, of NHS eye units in the UK do not have enough consultants to meet the current demand. Over the next 5 years, a quarter of consultants plan to leave the ophthalmology workforce. A national eye health strategy is vital to ensure a high standard of patient care and to recruit and retain a skilled eye care workforce. As the college study said, capacity challenges in NHS ophthalmology units across the UK are growing, and without action now, patient care in the future will suffer. Number 3, the need to tackle the backlog in waiting times. We must have a national eye care strategy to reduce short-term and longer-term backlogs. Currently, 74% of eye units are more concerned about the impact on patient care than they were 12 months ago, found the college census. In addition, 63% estimate that it will take over a year to clear their backlogs, with a quarter, about 26%, estimating it will take over 3 years. The college report says that delays in diagnosis and follow-up appointments are particularly worrying in ophthalmology, as these patients are often at the highest risk of avoidable sight loss. Specifically, it points to a 47% increase in the number of patients waiting for consultant-led ophthalmology services and a 59% increase in the outpatient backlog. Number 4. The UK research sector is ideally placed to be a leader in sight loss research. The UK research sector, collaborating with sight loss researchers and funding partners across the globe, is producing publications with more impact than the world average. Fight for Sight is the only national charity 100% focused on supporting groundbreaking research into eye conditions that cause sight loss. We are funding early stage careers and project grants already driving scientific breakthroughs. Yet sight loss research is getting a fraction of the investment it so desperately needs. In 2018, just over 1.5%, that's £24 million, of the £1.4 billion that UK research and innovation, government and other public bodies invested in medical research was for eye research. And number five, a national eye health strategy could help reduce the economic burden on the UK. Fight for Sight has revealed the health and social care sector cannot meet the demands of sight loss. The reliance on family and friends to fill the gaps costs the UK economy £8.5 billion annually, a third of the total cost. The impact of sight loss on people's quality of life, with knock-on effects on their productivity, accounts for up to £4.6 billion, almost a fifth of the total costs. Treating sight loss costs the NHS and social care services up to £3.9 billion a year. If we were to reduce the prevalence of eye conditions by just 1% each year, we could save the economy up to £3 billion over the next decade. Optical Survey supports eye health investment. Investing in eye health care could relieve pressure on the NHS and prevent sight loss in people across the UK. A General Optical Council report reveals that 77% of the population had had an eye test in the past 2 years, which is up 3% from the previous year. It is welcome news given that 50% of sight loss is preventable. Many loss conditions can be treated if caught sufficiently early. The report also shows good awareness among the public of optometry services, with 36% of people saying that they would go first to an optician or an optometrist practice with an emergency eye problem. The second most popular choice was a GP practice surgery, with 33%. Meanwhile, a growing awareness of the role of eye healthcare specialists is reducing the burden on GP practices. The number of respondents saying that they would first speak to an optician or optometrist practice if they woke up with an eye problem has grown year on year, from 30% in 2021 to 34% in 2022 and to 36% in 2023. This figure steadily increased since 2015, when only 19% would go to an optician first. There has been a concurrent decline in those who would visit their GP first, showing a reduction in the burden on the NHS. In 2015, 54% reported that they would see their GP first. This figure saw a slight spike in 2021, when it rose to 38%, but it has continued to fall, with this year being the first time that the proportion who would go to an optician or an optometrist practice overtaking the number who would go to a GP practice or surgery first. Preventing eye conditions would also benefit the UK economy. Fight for Sight's own Time to Focus report found that reducing the prevalence of eye conditions by just 1% per year could avoid costs to the economy of up to £3.1 billion by the end of this decade. The charity also found that treating sight loss is costing the NHS and social care services up to £3.9 billion a year. However, some people may be put off going to an optometrist because of the costs involved. The optical survey found that 21% of respondents said that affordability is an important factor when selecting an optician or optometry practice. Meanwhile, others report a surge in people going private for cataract surgery. Cataract surgery is one of the most performed surgeries on the NHS, but according to the BBC, more people are turning to private healthcare amid long waits. The optical survey found that those in higher income band, earning above £50,000 per annum, were likelier to go to an eye hospital and less likely to go to a GP practice or surgery. Among those who choose not to go to an optician or an optometrist practice first, 17% were concerned that they might have to pay for the treatment, and 17% expressed concern that the optician or optometry practice wouldn't be able to treat these kind of problems. However, the most common reason people do not go to an optician or optometrist first is that they might not be seen on the same day, with the optical report citing this for 24% of people.